3. Climb the ladder of consciousness so that hell, it no longer has access to you. As you climb this ladder, you become immune. You begin to experience with increasing frequency the incredible lightness of being. This is unity beyond suffering. It is an entirely new reality. This is your freedom. Take it in hand. Create and co-create with it. The 18-level ladder of consciousness. What you are beginning to remember right now is how to live completely in flow, how to assist your ego to be flexible, how to ride the energy waves of life, how to be passionately alert, keenly aware, and vibrantly, exquisitely, completely awake. The 18-level ladder of consciousness, it is a phenomenal ascension tool to rapidly propel you in this direction, up, up. It is your route to go. The first 17 of the 18 ladder levels, these were identified by Dr. David Hawkins, Supreme, and presented in his book, Power vs. Force. Like Jacob's ladder, these 18 levels, they are interconnected steps, presenting to us a map, a highly precious map. Each of the 18 levels is a territory of emotion and thus of consciousness. How are emotion and consciousness interrelated? Consider this. If in any given moment your primary emotion it is shame, how much of your precious energy, attention, and care do you have available with the world beyond you to share? Very little. For in shame, you are intensely preoccupied with your own survival. If in any given moment your primary emotion it is love, or joy, or peace, or ecstasy, then how much energy, attention, and care do you now have available with the world around you to share? Masses, surplus, unlimited love. For in love, joy, and peace, bliss, you are expandingly, openly, attuning transparently as you engage with the world all around you. Most people spend the majority of their lives in the downward spiral realms, the downward spiraling suction of shame, guilt, apathy, unresolved grief, fear, insatiable ego desire, anger, and false pride. All of these create a compensatory ballast as long as you live in duality, for deeply rooted is shame. The suction to stay mired in this experience of hell and of seeming helplessness, it is enormous. Partly because so many people live there. It is a critical mass of the downward spiraling kind. Still to this day, the downward spiraling well of hell, it is the home of humanity's current majority, its overbearing might. Do not grieve, for this it is temporary. This it is so soon complete. Please, try this experiment. Stand on a random street corner, respectfully. Ask passersby this question. Do you know what it is like to wake up on the wrong side of the bed? To stub your toe, trip on your dirty laundry, to scald yourself in the shower or on the stove, to spill your coffee on your shirt and be late for work? They will not only jump up and down excitedly agreeing, yes, they will co-opt your story and want to tell it for you. They will exuberantly want to deposit into you all of their own versions of how they have experienced this horrible misery themselves. They will immediately sign up. They will join your groaners club. If you stand on a random street corner, like I might do, and you respectfully ask passersby this question, do you know what it is like to wake up feeling so glad to be alive, to rise up out of bed and feel like you are flying, floating, experiencing everything as it clicks, perfectly aligned? As you open your door, discovering the postperson handing to you your magic mail, and within it is an invitation to the opportunity you have always been waiting for? Yes, you know what I do speak of, the invitation you have eternally been dreaming of? They will stare at you as if you're nuts. Why? Because most people never experience an upward spiral long enough to believe that it is real. Their egos, they cling on to the illusion they call truth of their own downward spiraling existence. Some even defend it as their absolute reality, believing it is unchangeable. This, it is the lie. And you, What do you perceive as true? As you learn, as you refresh your memory via navigating your route up the 18-level ladder of consciousness, you remember how to position yourself more and more frequently at the fulcrum point of courage. As you find yourself here with greater and greater frequency, you will once again be at a most magical point. For it is at courage and above courage that the divine upward spiral, yes, this providence itself, it can access you. It is like being in an updraft, an uplifting wind, or standing at the airlift point on the top of a highest building, or in the clearing of a mountain meadow. You need merely make yourself available to it, and it will pick you up, and it will carry you. Now is the time, my friend, that this does come true. Like following intuition's lead, its most graceful, remarkably accurate cues, this is how you avail yourself to experiencing synchronicity and serendipity at such frequent intervals that they become your new norm. This is how you bring an end to work as a means to all ends. This is how you begin again to live your life in flow. This is how you bask in joy, in love supreme, in eternal bliss. Living your life from the core of it, from your true meaning and purpose. This is how you actively align again your sacred ego with your divine soul. Getting your ego to its courage place and above this is the turning point. This is the polar shift. For above courage, it is neutrality, willingness, and acceptance. The latter is the resolution stage of all our grief. And beyond this, in realms just above, is understanding, where an ego does know, it remembers, it re-perceives all that soul knows. And beyond even this, above this all, rises love supreme, the highest state of all, while you are still believing yourself to be an incarnate human being. For as you transcend even this state, for love, it is a beingness rather than an emotion. Then joy and peace, which is beyond non-war, these open the gate to so much more than ever you can contemplate. For enlightenment, it is a word to you, a very faint recollection, yes. Yet as you touch upon it still, you remember more. For beyond this 17 threshold is where you flip up o'er yourself. Your small ego self, it is subsumed within my light. And as this takes place, you turn upside down. You see like I from up above. Never again do you feel confused, for now you sit beside me. For now you sit beside me. You have ever only faintly heard of this place from others who have before you it graced. Sages and saints and holy ones have led you right here. For they have mapped this route for you. They have journeyed afore you. They are flesh and blood like you. They have just gone afore. Yes, they have gone afore. Know now from me this beyond enlightenment. It is your pure being estate. It is where you emanate pure light forevermore. Never again to pass back through life's door, for death is not once you ascend beyond enlightenment. Yes, death, it cannot touch you, dear, once you sit beside me. Once you sit beside me.